Spirit in the fullness of its majesty, that you would speak to our hearts and our minds, empower us, transform us, run us up in Jesus' name. Sight to the blind. day. Can you imagine how excited they were? Sunday messages. Do you have it, though? Many of you have listened to more than that. But they start off with this great enthusiasm, and then the people blow up. So we start to really pump. Jesus tried to help them because he saw this was coming. He didn't shout like a king. He didn't rally the troops. He just was gentle and loving with them, at least on Palm Sunday. Jesus not only sought to give balance to those on Palm Sunday, but I want to look at what happened not only on Palm Sunday, but we could sort of call it Fruitless Monday and Faith Forgiving Tuesday. So, if you will, we'll go a couple more days to get a sense of what Jesus is trying to do. Enthusiastically and marked. How many of you have been able to pray? Okay, well, what we're going to pray is it's kind of fun. I just want to forget I marched in a Sunday school parade, and that was really fun. And I'm Norwegian, so I went to the 17th of May parade, the 17th of May parade, which is the Legion of Independence Day. And I wore all these funny Norwegian costumes. And we celebrated. The difference between the Sunday school parade and the Cirque du Soleil parade was in the Sunday school parade, the men that were involved went to church afterwards. In the celebration of Norwegian Independence Day, after the parade, they went somewhere else. Have really involved them because they had red faces the rest of the day. And Moses, there's so much more than a moment. And we're called upon to become involved in that moment. We have to move to the next step. We have to grab hold of the staying power that's there. We have to move from praise. Intercessory prayer. In Hebrew, the word intercessory prayer, the word picture is sort of like to think with God. That's kind of cool, isn't it? To think with God, to think the thoughts of God, to envision the state Maybe I should warm up with you. But that humming with God is when something grabs hold of you. I used to like to say, you lived, and I would hum that. And I don't tell you now, but you would know I was humming. And we meditate on the praise, and we go to the Word of God, and we study it, and we learn it. Us up, and we take that which we know and we put it into practice. Which is why, what did I tell you when the women found that the tomb was empty? When Christ was risen, what did they do? Okay, others. The next Sunday we'll see what you do. It's putting it into action. We see someone hurting and in trouble. We don't reach out. We don't pray for them. We don't look for a way to help them. What are we not doing? We're not putting it into action. And so this comes around, and Jesus is trying to get this across. Alexander the Great would have these great marches. Dressed, sharpest soldiers would march in that. Because if you were not perfect, you were not welcome in his parades. Now, a clue upon a Sunday is that Jesus was excited about anyone that was seeking to praise God. That's what they did right. Jesus knew that we would pray for him. Like this Palm Sunday. Monday. And he still wanted us part of the prayer. Do you see the grace of God that still welcomes us in the march? Well, to do that, to help us, we have the story of the fig tree. And Jesus saw it was sleepless. So I named the Monday. That probably is a traditional name for Monday, but I purposely didn't look it up so we could just Monday. Do you want to call it Sleepless Monday? Or Sleepless Monday? Sleepless Monday. It's a good one. Now here's a bummer. And we feel futile. Maybe I should make a small say that fast. Except I have to lead it, so we won't. And the disciples say, they heard him say, no more fruit from you. And one of them sort of says, well, it's not the right time of the season. Sort of sneaks up on you. And so Jesus did this thing with a fruit tree just to get their attention. And so they see this, and he wants them to have a sense of what's going on. He wants them to hear it so that they'll be ready. But as the day goes on, we see the failure of the church on Fruitless Friday. As much as anything, it is a failure of the church. And he suggests where the church went wrong. By the way, C.K. Chesterton, I just love that guy. He's got things, a bunch of good books. And he used to say, just going to church doesn't make you a Christian. Any more than standing in your garage makes you a car. I like those profound truths. But what the church should be is should be a group of people that are praying for you, that are embracing you, that are welcoming you. If you go to the church, and on Sunday, they were out hacking what they could. They were regulating the sacrifice so they get their cut. They were going about the things of God without being. Easy for us to say the profound words of God without the profound presence of God. For example, our Father. How cool is it that we can say, our Father? Dad. And stuff like this, it's so, he looks at me and says, this should be a house of prayer. Larson used to say, when he was outside, and he used this analogy, did you ever have a water hose? And you're using it. Bruce Larson, one of his favorite expressions was, don't stand on the hose. And they were standing on the hose. They were twisting it instead of opening it. Jesus tells them in this den of robbers, they got really mad. The chief priests, the teachers of the law, they began to look for a way to kill him. For they feared him. When I was like an agent and talk with people that might get arrested and whatnot, the people who protested their innocence the most. We ask them if you do it, they say, how dare you accuse me of that? And you see, they're so afraid of the truth of what he's saying, they want to kill him. But before we run out of time, if Monday was fruitless Monday, thank God we have faith for giving Tuesday. Saying, well, what do you think of the current economic blessings have place. He's speaking about wisdom. And then he says, but when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. Illustrations. I'm only going to use one. That's because I'm merciful. Do you remember Jessica Lynch? She was captured in Iraq. And then some Iraqi doctor went and told the soldiers that she was there. And then the soldiers came and they freed her. Jesus wants to rescue us in the fullness of his love. And maybe even make us yours. You see, if he wasn't prepared for our unfaithfulness, he would have never let us be. See, the parade was about a Messiah who came to save you.